Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill Galosh knows better than most about the anarchy and the vandalism and the damage and the fires. He's the president of the Monument Avenue Preservation Society. Bill, you and I haven't talked to set this interview up. I have no idea what you're going to say. What's your assessment of what's happening?
You're a tough act to follow.
Well, I don't know whether you're going to agree with me or not, so tell me what you think.
Okay. Let's go back to Charlottesville in 2017, and we had similar things with the same mayor but a different chief of police. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was overkill. We had barriers around. Of course, the Lee Monument is the state, so we had nothing to do with that. But they had people here. So it was an entirely different feel.
They were very worried that there would be a demonstration of any kind and blocked off as much of the street as they could,
exactly.
As I recall, right?
Yeah. Oh, they did. They did. And it was just entirely different. I didn't get phone calls then saying I'm terrified, I'm going to sleep in my clothes because I'm afraid I'm going to have to run out in the middle of the night, or there wasn't, you know, a lot of vandalism. So is it just entirely different? This whole thing is different. You know, we've been trapped in our houses for months, and I think people are just really frustrated. But yeah.
So you're getting calls from people who live on Monument Avenue who are fearful. I talked to Kim Gray on the city council yesterday. She is an African-American woman on the city council of Richmond, and she seemed to express the same concern.
Yeah, well, it's not just Monument. It's people who live on Park and Grace and everything. It's just, you know, it was lawless. I'm all for protest. I'm all for change. But not out of control stuff. This is just anarchy.
Well,
and you're right. There
not
are
violence
a lot of
and
people.
Vandalism. I have been disappointed, quite frankly, in some of my former colleagues in the media here in Richmond that they have chosen to, in my opinion, select photos that reflect the idea that this is a totally peaceful protest. Look, I've been a part of a lot of different protests. I've organized things over the years. I'm a political person. I understand how it works. You're usually defined by your worst actors when you have an event. And I used to tell people who would organize, you cannot afford to have a problem because that will overtake the story. In this case, it appears to me that our media in Richmond is deliberately cleaning up the story to try to cover up the fact that cars on Monument Avenue have been smashed, spray painted, vandalized, the front page of the paper yesterday did not have a photograph of the guy, whoever he was, who was up there with a hacksaw trying to saw off a part of one of the monuments. If you hate the monuments, that's fine. I disagree with you, but that's your right. You don't have the right to attack city property just because you don't like it and destroy it.
Right. I agree there 100%.
So have you gotten, you're the president of the Monument Avenue Preservation Society. You are at ground zero of what has been violent, even if other parts have been peaceful. Have you gotten a phone call from the mayor?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Have you gotten a phone call from the police chief? Has anybody in city government reached out to you to try to walk you through what they're doing to protect?
Not a word. And not a word. Not a word. I did hear from Kim.
Of course you heard from Kim Gray, because, you know, she seems to be somewhat responsible to her constituents. I mean, I'm sure if we went through the list, I wouldn't agree with her on many things politically. There are probably things we would very vehemently disagree with each other on. But, I mean, she seems to have a basic understanding of responding to incidents on the street and taking care of innocent people.
Oh yeah, no, I think Kim is well into it, and whereas we feel abandoned. You know, there was just lawlessness here, walking up and down the street. But it's everywhere. So you know, I'm not in government. I don't want to say they did wrong, did what. I'm just saying. And Como said the police failed. I kind of have to agree with him. That we just didn't get the job done.
They didn't get the job done, Bill. I'm going to say it for you. You seem like a Virginia gentleman who's trying to be polite, even as you're terrorized in your home. And I respect that. I really do respect that. And I would like to have an environment in which that would work. But I think we've crossed the Rubicon now where I'm not going to put where I have to say something. So, hey, Bill Galosh is the president of the Monument Avenue Preservation Society. Listen, I hope you all will stay safe. I hope you'll be responsible. And before anybody says it, I am not suggesting that anybody go out and be a vigilante here. Absolutely not. I want our city to protect our innocent citizens from what is clearly happening in front of our own eyes, and not to act like it's not happening, because it is.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Quickly.
Yeah.
We are not the Monument Avenue Preservation Group. Okay? They're pretty vocal on their Facebook and everything else. We are the society, the 50-year-old organization.
There are two groups that are out there. I'm using the right name.
No, you said it right.
Okay.
Yeah, you said it right, but the newspaper has quoted them, and then yesterday, you know, it's unfortunate.
All right, well, I do want to make sure that I get it accurate, and that it seems like there is some confusion with a lot of people. Bill Galosh, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Glad to.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.